We're joined by the great Dick Vitale, part of the 4th annual All-State March Mayhem Challenge. And Dickie V, you're going up against Buzz Aldrin. What a matchup that is. Let's talk about it a little bit.
I'll tell you one thing, Bob and Joe, I need some help, man. I need help from Oklahoma. If Oklahoma wins, I end up tying Buzz because Michigan State, Kentucky killed me early in this tournament and all those surprises. But again, you know, going against a legend, he's such an icon, a beautiful man. We spent a day together down at the Space Center in Houston and had so much fun. And I can't thank All State enough. They're donating money to the Space Center on behalf of Buzz, and they're donating money, something I'm obsessed with, raising money for kids battling cancer through the V Foundation for pediatric cancer. So I say thank you, Allstate. Everybody wins in the deal. It's a lot of fun no matter what happens, but March Mayhem has been absolutely wacky, man, especially in the early rounds, and then the heavyweights took over. But who would have ever thought Syracuse, the 10th seed, is in the Final Four? An amazing, amazing story.
Well, you know what, Dickie V, let's go right there. You know, the lone remaining number one seed in the tournament, North Carolina, takes on Cinderella's glass slipper wearing number 10 seed Syracuse in an all ACC battle. That doesn't flow naturally, but it is. Break down this matchup a little bit and give us your thoughts on what Syracuse would have to do to topple North Carolina, who's probably the most talented team left in this tournament.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. There's no question the most talented team, the deepest team, and so effective offensively. In fact, Notre Dame played them really well, played them tough. But ultimately, it was an incredible run where they had 12, I believe, possessions or 13 in a row where they scored. And that's what they do, and they do it really well with a variety of guys. It starts with certainly Bryce Johnson inside is a monster. He's had 23 double-doubles, so Syracuse is going to have to suffocate him in that 2-3 zone to at least contain him. You're not going to stop him, and he's going to get his 15, 17, but you can't let him go off for 25 and dominate on the glass. So I think the 2-3 zone has to really, really find him, match up with him on the inside. Now on the perimeter, they've elevated their game and have taken another step is because of the play of Marcus Page. I mean, he's been knocking down threes, had six in the one game, and then he came back with three in the next game, so it's 9 in 2 games. And all of a sudden, he's making his shot again, and that takes them to another level, and they're matched. So you better be able to control their transition game. That's number one. You can't let them get up and down the court, and you got to be able to contain Johnson inside and hope to put pressure from that 2-3 on Page, taking away his 3.
What about an old dog learning new tricks here, Dickie V? We've seen Jim Boeheim pull out that press when they're desperate and their backs are against the wall, and they've had great success with it against both Gonzaga and then, you know, in the Elite Eight and against Virginia. Do you think Jimmy Boeheim will pull this out again before they're desperate, or is it only a desperate measure for Jimmy Boeheim and they're going to stay with their 2-3 zone exclusively?
Well, you know, I thought it was a desperate measure against Virginia. I mean, their backs were totally against the wall, down 16 in the second half. You know what made it really interesting? I'll be honest with you. I thought that game was history. Thought it was history. I think there was any way they'd come back for this reason. I turned to my wife and I said, as we're getting ready to do ESPN, I was home watching the game and preparing as I had to go on SportsCenter, all that stuff. And I said, one thing about Virginia, if they get a double figure lead, 10-12, it's like 25 points because they're so good at the free throw line. They pass the ball exceptionally well. They got a star player in Brogdon to make big plays when their back's against the wall. So usually they're lethal. And then we did a little research. My guy, Howie Schwab, who does a lot of my research, looked it up. Ready for this one? 7 years Tony Bennett's coaching. Never, ever in 7 years did they ever lose a double-figure lead after the half. Double-figure lead. And that game up 16, are you kidding me? It looked like they were in cruise control. It's just an amazing comeback. And you know what? Let's not forget the play of Malachi Richardson. I mean, 21 in the second half, he became a star of stars. He's been very good all year. Very good. He's had himself a solid freshman year, averaged about 13 a game, type of dandy. But that game put him in a star category. So he became a star overnight in the annals of Syracuse basketball.
Dick Vitale joining us here in the attack representing the All-State March Mayhem Challenge. And Dick, let's flip it to the other side. You know, Joe and I talk about it all the time. You got a couple of teams that are balanced, but they rely on the three-point shooting a lot. Nova has shot the ball extraordinarily well, and Buddy Field, well, he's Buddy Field. And he never saw a shot that he was shied away from. And he's a guy, and we talk about this all the time. You want a guy at the end that doesn't run away from the basketball, and Field falls into that category.
Well, you know, Bob, I couldn't agree more with you. Buddy Hield's a great story. Last year, a second-round pick. Now he's been elevated. People are saying top five, shows you coming back to school. And it's so great to have the game really involving a lot of veteran players, stars who've been in school for 3-4 years, not these kids coming out one and done, who really, the term student-athlete becomes a farce and a joke, really, when I hear the term student-athlete. They put it in the NCAA manual. I wish we could get rid of the one and done. I wish we had a scenario where kids, if they want to go right to the pros out of high school, let them go. But once you step on that campus, 3 years, man, just like they do in baseball, and it works beautifully. But Buddy Hield's been an amazing story. It's been contagious. Buddy buckets with his teammates. I've gotten to know Buddy a little bit this year, doing several of their games, and really impressed with his toughness. And as you said, he hunts the ball down when the game is on the line. And I love that in a player. And I love the fact that he makes plays and he becomes contagious. His enthusiasm, his energy, his positive performance becomes contagious to everybody on the floor.
Jimmy, before we let you run, just in an effort to keep you on schedule here, when this is all said and done, Monday night, a little after 11 p.m. Eastern time, who do you think's cutting down the Nets?
I think, well, you said it earlier, I don't think they're going to be denied. I think, you know, preseason I had North Carolina number one, and then I ran away from them when I did my bracket because I thought, I really did. I did the SEC championships and semifinals, and I saw Kentucky, and I really thought that their backcourt, Ulysses and Murray, would carry them and beat Indiana and then beat and upset Carolina, and oh, was I wrong. I should have stayed with my initial pick that I had preseason number one, Carolina, and right now they're playing like the team I thought they'd be. I don't think they're going to be denied. I think it'll be celebration time, Franklin Street. I think Roy Williams will get his third national title, and I really believe that. I think they're going to be a tough, tough out for anyone. I think the Oklahoma-Villanova game is going to be a nail-biter. I think Oklahoma fans are making a mistake, any of them who put any weight at all on the first matchup. I talked to Lon Kruger yesterday, and I said, Lon, probably the biggest nightmare you got is the fact that you beat Villanova easily in Hawaii, where they made 14 threes, and Villanova shot 4-for-32. Hey, Bob and Joe, you, myself, the three of us could go out and shoot 4-for-32. And it's not going to happen again, my friends. That's not going to happen again.
Well, Dick, this has truly been a pleasure. We thank you so much for a couple of minutes. We want to try and keep you on schedule, but before we let you go, again, the All-State March Mayhem Challenge, talk about it, and most importantly, talk about the great work it's doing and who it's doing that work for.
Well, it's doing work for the Space Center in Houston, donating money to All-State. I can't thank them enough. And for Kids Battling Cancer, anybody would like to help me, I'm trying to raise a lot of money. We have the Dick Vitale Gala. We'll raise over $2 million, we hope, this year, honoring Robin Roberts, Urban Meyer, and Bo Ryan, who raised a lot of money in Wisconsin for cancer. So, again, it'll be a great, great night. It's May 13th. You can get more information about my gala. Just go to DickVitaleOnline.com. We'll have celebrities galore with us. I just got confirmation Jim Harbaugh's coming. Archie Griffin's coming. It's unbelievable. Chris Fowler, all the ESPN people. Robin Roberts will bring a big crowd. It's going to be a great, great night, most of all, for Kids Battling Cancer. Just go to DickVitaleOnline.com. But thank you, Allstate. Love you guys. Love what you've done in helping people.
Thanks so much for a few minutes, Dickie V. We really do appreciate it. Keep spreading the good word and keep fighting the good fight. This was truly a pleasure. Thank you for your insight,
you know,
my friend.
Well, thanks a lot, buddy. Hey, Bob, you and Joe, yeah, figured something out. I got fired in the NBA because my guards played like you two suckers.
No, your guards were better than us. If you had us playing, you'd have been fired much earlier. Thanks again. Truly a pleasure.
Take care.
Do it again real soon. Bye-bye now. That was the great Dick Vitale joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. Bob.